That goldfish that you've had in an aquarium that you can no longer take care of, well, dropping it in a city lake or out in the wild isn't a good idea. I'll explain why it isn't next on The Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. Wyoming Game and Fish is urging the public to refrain from releasing pet fish, like goldfish, into local waterways. Recently, the game and fish biologists in the Jackson region discovered goldfish in the pond at May Park after receiving a tip from a concerned citizen. The introduction of exotic pets can pose serious risks to Wyoming's aquatic ecosystems. That's because goldfish are hardy animals, and they can survive Wyoming winters. They grow and reproduce quickly, though, depleting vital resources that native fish species rely on, introducing harmful diseases and competing directly with native populations for food and essential resources. Darren Ray, Jackson Regional Fisheries Supervisor, says releasing fish into Wyoming waters can quickly lead to new invasive populations that can be extremely difficult to remove, diverting fisheries managers from other critical responsibilities. He says given the serious impacts an illegal fish introduction can have on a fishery, this crime carries some of the highest penalties that exist for wildlife violations. Now, the Game and Fish advises all pet owners to be aware of laws that make certain species illegal to possess and to never release any plants or animals into the wild. If a pet becomes difficult to care for, or if aquarium plants need to be discarded, Game and Fish recommends following what's called the care guidelines. Contact the place where you purchased the pet to see if they'll take it back. Act responsibly by never letting animals or plants loose into the wild. Research other places that may be able to provide a new home for your pet. Pet stores, zoos, aquariums, science centers, animal shelters, and humane societies may be able to help. Euthanize the animal in a humane way. Now, that might be hard to consider, but this option is far kinder than letting it starve to death in the wild or destroying the homes of native animals. Always freeze unwanted aquarium plants and throw them out in the trash. For more information about exotic species that should not be released into the wild, the environmental consequences of doing so, and how to properly dispose of these species, go to the Wyoming Game and Fish Department's webpage called Don't Let It Loose. Wyoming Outdoorsman is a program produced by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.